Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio, it's time for the GNFCC 400 Insider. Connect, build, and grow with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce.
Hello and welcome to the GNFCC 400 Insider, the monthly radio show and podcast presented by the Greater North Fulton Chamber. I'm Callie Boatwright, President and CEO of the North Fulton Chamber, and I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to two outstanding advocates for STEAM education in North Fulton. As STEAM education focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. The first person I would like to introduce is Michelle Curtis, who is the Vice President of Corporate Communications at Fiserv. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Callie.
My next guest is Ehab Jalil, Executive Director of Humana Academy Charter School in Alpharetta. Hi, Ehab.
Pleasure to be here.
Excited to have both of you here today, and together we're going to discuss a unique and groundbreaking partnership program between the two of you. So Fiserv and Humana Academy have designed this program for 5th to 8th graders. This experimental immersive program focuses on hands-on STEAM learning and involves 60 students from Humana Academy. That's a lot of kids. The goal is to deepen these students' understanding of the fintech world and to foster future fintech leaders. Before we delve into the program details, I would love to learn a little bit about each of our guests in studio today. Michelle, I'm going to go with ladies first. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at Fiserv and maybe your background and involvement in this program?
Sure. And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So I currently serve as the Vice President of Corporate Communications at Fiserv, a global technology leader enabling money movement for financial institutions, businesses, and consumers. In my role, I lead executive visibility, workplace culture, and enterprise programs for the company.
So you have all kinds of things going on.
I do. In addition, I serve as the executive director for the Fiserv Innovation Network Future Techies program at our Alpharetta campus.
Which is what we're here to talk about. That's so right. You are the right person. I'm glad to hear that. Ehab, how about you? How long have you been with Humana Academy? And what are your main objectives with the program?
So after spending 20 years in the corporate world, I was one of the co-founders of Humana Academy back in 2005. And then 5 years into the history of the school, I joined as the executive director. And we've grown from 130 students to serving over 1,000 students now across two schools in Metro Atlanta. And in terms of what we're looking to get out of the program, I think this is really a bullseye for enrichment type programming for students and really opens their eyes to all kinds of different opportunities for their futures. And we also see it as and we'll talk about this later, but just an incredible contribution to the pipeline of talent for our community too. So very excited about this.
From a chamber perspective, I'm just so excited that two of our members are partnering together to really provide meaningful differences in the students' talent development, workforce development. That starts early. It's not like that just magically happens when people graduate from college. So doing it now makes all the difference. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm very excited about the program. Michelle, I'm going to start with you. Maybe for those of us who don't understand what fintech is and what that means, could you tell us why fintech is so important?
Sure. Let me tell you a little bit about what Fiserv does specifically. So we enable money movement for thousands of financial institutions and millions of people and businesses for a world that never powers down, right? So money is personal, and without financial services and the flow of money, like things like mortgage payments, car payments, tuition, your life would stop, right? Because those things wouldn't get done. So we know it's personal. And so what Fiserv does is very important. So for 40 years, Fiserv's technology has been moving money in a way that moves the world and transforming how people interact with financial services.
And when you say the world, you mean the world. I was just sharing that in another country over the holidays, every receipt that I got had Fiserv across the top of it, which here you don't see that. But in other parts of the world, it's very important to know who's processing, right? You guys are all over.
That's
quite literally.
That's right. We're in nearly 100 countries. We reach nearly 100% of all U.S. households.
You certainly reach this one. So I appreciate that very much. So fintech touches all of us all the time is the bottom line. In EHAB, obviously with a vast background in corporate, but then moving over to the education arm, you have that unique understanding of hiring people for that corporate job and what the needs are there. And now developing those talents and skills and abilities in our young people. What does it mean for Amana Academy to be part of this initiative?
One of the things is, I think as a public school, as a public charter school, that we're always looking for is partnerships. And in particular, we want to be a contributor to our local economy, our local community. And these kinds of partnerships are very unique in terms of Fiserv. It was actually one of our parents who made the connection, who was an employee at Fiserv and made the connection with some senior executives at the corporation. They had been piloting the program up in New Jersey, and he was like, would you consider bringing it down to Alpharetta? And it is a really a match made in heaven, because we've done something similar in the past here with another corporation that was introducing a computer that kids could build themselves and then learn how to code on it. And it was working with us. I think Fiserv may have found that it's easier than maybe a huge district. And in terms of just being able to seamlessly connect to the senior leadership of the school and so forth, for us, it's seizing an opportunity for our students and really elevating the, I'll just call it raising the bar for our teachers as well, in terms of we can't just think about the state standards in the four walls of a classroom. We really need to be looking outside and having those industry partners. We're one of only five schools in Fulton County schools. There's 110 schools in Fulton County. We're only one of five that's STEM certified. And to become STEM certified through the Department of Education, you have to have those industry collaborations. And so it means a great deal to us in terms of for our students, but also for our institution in terms of the way that we're progressing and maturing.
I love that. And I feel like we're teasing everyone. We know that both of you are involved. We know that it's important on both ends, but we haven't really described the program. So I'm going to ask Michelle to just give us a little bit, and EHAB, you as well. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what the program is? We've said what it's called, Future Techies, but what does that mean? We know it involves 60 students. What is the premise behind it? EHAB, you want to tell us? A little bit about...
Let Michelle tell.
It started in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It did. So it was piloted in New Jersey at our Innovation Center at the Park in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, one of our centers of excellence at a campus there. And then it was so successful, and the parents were so excited, the kids were so excited. And it was formed because we realized that we're moving forward to advance. We wanted to advance young talent
and of course
discover tomorrow's trailblazers.
And so the whole premise is to get those trailblazers, if you will, into your walls.
That's right. And so it was so successful, we thought, advance it to the next campus. And that happens to be the Alpharetta campus here. It encompasses, like you said, 60 students from grades 5 through 8. And they had to apply for the program. And I'm already getting notes from parents asking, can they do it again?
Oh my gosh, they had such a great time.
Yes. The exciting part of the program also is that it's concurrently being held at our Omaha campus, which is also quite large.
Oh, that's
great. And it will expand to our new global headquarters in Milwaukee. The applications will go out in the fall and the program will commence in 2025.
It's always great when we have a replicable program that can be done to benefit multiple communities. Right. So how long, you've got 60 students, well, you had applicants, chose 60 students to go through this program. How long was the program?
12 weeks.
Yeah, 12 and weeks. I know we're finishing up soon. So it's a 12-week program, and they actually come on to the Fiserv campus to work with your engineers, technology folks, to get real hands-on learning with those students. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. And the tracks, we call them techie tracks, and they are led by our expert engineers, distinguished engineers, and experts. So they're taking this incredible breadth and depth of knowledge, institutional knowledge and experience, and these engineers and leaders are so excited to teach these kids.
I can't imagine how excited they are.
Yes. And the format is basically one of these leaders will lead a track session for anything from cybersecurity, AI, AR. It runs the gamut, the evolution of money, and they'll lead a presentation, and then we have five teachers from Amana Academy.
Teachers are getting in on it.
Oh, and they're fantastic. And then they work with the kids to do a hands-on lessons, and the engineer or expert sticks around and works with the kids as well.
So it's the best of both worlds plus some hands-on learning, which of course we all know works great.
Yeah, it really connected well with our expeditionary learning programming that we do during the day, which tries to get students connected to real world problems and real world problem solving. And we use the design thinking process to show kids how to start with empathy and then move on to actually prototyping solutions and so forth. The beauty about this program for us is that you're taking the students outside of the classroom into a professional environment. And you've got real experts giving, just like Michelle was saying, these engineers, they get into it. Mm-hmm. I went to a couple of the sessions and they really get into it. And I learned a ton myself. I actually think this is something that in terms of just building financial literacy skills beyond just the technology, but taking them into that type of an environment, co-teaching with our teachers. And what attracted us to the program when we first met was the fact that, number one, although we don't mind being guinea pigs, the fact that we were the second site to be able to do this. So all the learnings that came from the pilot were now incorporated into this program. And the 12-week program is really built out. So it is organized. Fiserv is incredibly generous. They even offer transportation for our students from the school to the campus. Right. And then make it seamless so that it is a very efficient use of time and very enriching for our students. And so they're getting a lesson, they're getting hands-on experience in a professional environment. That's critical to us.
I think this is amazing. And having been on Fiserv's amazing campus, I know that's a tremendous experience and really elevates what the expectation is for everybody, right? Yeah. I think that's excellent. Michelle, why do you think it's crucial for a financial services company like Fiserv to engage in educational programs like this?
We believe that strongly in giving back. And we realized that we had the opportunity to create positive change through the power of our people and our technology and global presence. We wanted to pay it forward through the STEAM education program because we have the resources and the ability to do so. Why not? And that's really what we started this program was, why not?
I love that. I love instead of asking the why not.
We can do this. We have everything at our fingertips. Yes. So and that's why we thought we've got the manpower and the folks that can lead this in other locations. And that's what we're doing.
But how cool is it that, to EHAP's point, it had been beta tested there in New Jersey. Sure. So not yes. that I'm sure you guys are enhancing every step along the way, because I imagine continuous improvement is part of every step of this program. Speaking of that, EHAP, what do you think the key lessons that your students are taking away from the experience are?
Number one, they're taking the lessons that, you know, what they learn in the classroom has application in the real world.
Right.
And there's a methodology to the way that they're delivering the message, the lessons, so that students are building on their knowledge, starting with the history of money, for example, mm-hmm. as the beginning, so that students at this age don't really have a full concept of what money is. And when you, if you jump straight to the technology piece mm-hmm. of it and each transaction and so forth, building that background knowledge is incredibly important. So financial literacy at this age, it is actually sixth grade and seventh grade standards here in Georgia. And that is definitely addressing that. The fact that it starts in fifth grade and goes all the way to eighth grade is critical, because a lot of students start to think about what future careers they want at that age. They may be inspired at a younger age in lower elementary, but by the time they get into middle school, now they're starting to toy with different ideas about what they want to become. The other thing that I think that's really critical about this, that I think it lends itself more to that age group than maybe high school, is that it propels them into high school. Mm-hmm. So now when they get into high school and they think about what elective courses they want to take, you know, now they've got some real world kind of applicability. I can't say that word really easily, but so that they can draw on. And I think seeing their teachers in this other environment as well. One of the things that we talk about a lot in terms of our students, our kids do a lot of field work in our programming. So they're out, not the typical two field trips a year. They're going on eight a year. Mm-hmm. But some of those field trips are expert visitors coming into the school. So in this case, the teacher themselves nowadays, with all the standards they have to teach, they can't be experts at all these different things. So to the extent that we can connect to industry leaders and actual scientists and actual historians and so forth in whatever we do, then we're enhancing the learning for our students. And the fact that our students can see our teachers co-teaching with these experts also gives students a new appreciation for their teachers too. They're now lifelong learners. They're modeling that for their students. And so there's just a lot of layers to the benefits and the lessons that our students are getting through this experience. The other thing I think is FISERV, we said this in our LinkedIn press release in a sense, FISERV spread out the orange carpet for us. Yeah. When that first session, when the students came over, the way that they were greeted, the way that they were treated, it was like, it was not just as guests, but you're professionals now. You need to show up in a different way. And to me, that there's very strong life lessons here that go beyond just the academics.
Those are the soft skills, right? Mm-hmm. Understanding the importance of being on time and how we address folks that we work with. And that's a big piece of it. But I also don't want to move away from the point you made at the beginning of this, which is students are seeing why they need to know this. I can remember algebra of all things in middle school and being like, I will never use this. And now I'm doing budgets and I'm like, oh, okay. But I think that that connection really triggers something in their minds to say, okay, this is of value and I see it building on top of it. And you're right, middle school, because we're expecting our students to know what every career that's out there. No, that's almost impossible. And certainly at middle school. So that exposure, I think, is hugely important. Michelle, you spoke a little bit to this, but were there specific criteria? I know it was a parent who reached out to you from Amana. And was it really that smaller environment, not an entire system, that lent itself to this being your first partnership here?
Some of it, but I'd also say that Amana Academy shares the same common goals in the way that you want to teach and cultivate and mentor and foster learning at your academy. And those goals aligned with FISERV's mission and vision as well. So I think Amana Academy was just a natural, it was easy to see. And being so close, like door to door, it's 5 minutes from Amana to the FISERV campus in Alpharetta. That was knowing that it would make it easy on the faculty and staff and the kids was a consideration. But first and foremost, it was just that when we met with Amana Academy, I think that we clicked. Mm-hmm. There was just a natural partnership there already. And so
that makes a huge difference.
It's made a difference. And I think Amana Academy likewise has been so generous to us. When you had the science fair recently, what was it called again?
Your Changemakers Fair.
Yes. So when you held your Changemakers Fair, we had a table there and we got to see so many of the great projects and what the kids were working on. So again,
it's just a partnership that keeps on moving forward.
Yeah.
I love that. And Ehab, I'm sure you'd say the same thing about your partnership, but how important is this program, this partnership to your institution as you help build these future leaders in this program?
Yeah, it's super important. One of the things that I didn't mention earlier is that Amana, both schools are Title I schools, meaning that there's a certain percentage of our students that qualify for the free and reduced lunch program.
Of course.
We've got incredible diversity at this school. We've got kids that are on the verge of homelessness all the way to children that their parents are dropping them off in Bentleys. And so it is a very diverse population, 30 different languages spoken at home and no real majority of population. It's a very good mix of kids. And so for kids that don't get exposed to these types of programs or these types of environments, right, these kind of professional environments, this is something they can really look forward to. It gives them a vision for themselves in the future. They see, and FISERV is incredibly diverse themselves. So they see themselves in the workers at FISERV. One of the things that we're incredibly proud of at Amana, we're a K-8 school. But we have measured what happens with our students when they graduate and go on to high school. And 100% of our kids graduate from high school. Statistically speaking, that shouldn't be the case, actually, right, with the number that we've got that qualify for free and reduced lunch. And the fact that we're exposing these children to this type of program could be life-changing for some of these kids. And so from that perspective, it's really important to us as an institution because it aligns with what we believe is right for kids. The other thing that I would say is you want to be part of the ecosystem of the North Fulton area. One of the things that when we were first founded, we were not a STEM school, but it became very obvious to us, especially if you go to the chamber and you hear over and over again that there's, I don't know what the number is right now, 700, 800 technology companies here in North Fulton. You want to be part of that ecosystem.
That's right.
And I went to Georgia Tech. I'm a trained engineer. My corporate life dealt with engineering and marketing later on. And that inspiration happens at a young age. And we've been to enough sessions about talent pipeline and things like that. And maybe we'll get to this a little bit later, but we want to be part of that ecosystem. And so we've got a strong partnership with Fiserv. We've got a strong partnership with Tech Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. We've got a strong partnership with Innovation Academy, a very strong partnership. They're a new high school in the area, but we have really forged a strong partnership with them. I serve on their foundation board. And the reason is because we want to be part of that ecosystem. It really does take a village. And the more and more children and families realize what all these different opportunities are and they're exposed to them, the more likely that they're going to pursue them in the future.
And I think what you're providing is aspirational goals that, if I can be so bold, the two things that I hear you saying that you teach that I think lead to that 100% of your students graduating high school, which is no small feat, is number one, a love for learning, right? So you're teaching them to actually love learning just for the sake of learning. And number two, to some extent, that grit. You're teaching them to stick with it and to work through it with all of your hands-on, your change makers, and certainly a program like this. I think it's phenomenal. And we've talked a little bit, Michelle, about how your employees are interacting with the students through all of these programs on cybersecurity, AI, AR, entrepreneurship, all of the programs you described, but you're treating them like adults, right? Isn't that the bottom line? You are expecting more of them.
Yeah, that is the fifth graders. It's still grade, sure. Appropriate. Yes.
They're still squirrely in sixth grade even.
They're still squirrely now sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm so looking for their capstone projects. They're going to showcase those tomorrow. And so I'm so looking forward to seeing all the incredible ideas that they come up with. And for them, sky's the limit, right? And yes, they do get to interface and they're treated not like adults exactly, but expected to just really up-level their own skills and really stretch their imaginations and what they think they're capable of. And so that's the other thing that I think has been exciting to see in the classroom there at Fiserv is they go into a project thinking, I don't know how to do this, or I don't know what the solution is. And then their presentations there, because they only have 2 hours. The program only runs 2 hours every Tuesday. And what they come up with in that short amount of time, it's truly amazing.
If we all only didn't have the fear of judgment or being wrong, imagine what we could come up with, right? I love it.
That's true. And I just want to reemphasize the point that I think is very unique about this program versus like other programs where professionals come into the schools.
Right.
Because those are everywhere. Not everywhere, but you know what.
And great and appreciated. And we love that people take their time out to go do that.
Absolutely.
And they're usually, like you said earlier, limited to secondary schools.
Right.
That's right.
This is unique in
that it is very unique
that it's really targeting middle school kids because we both agreed they're the most at risk.
Sure.
At this age.
They're really at an inflection point when their academic career, taking them into a professional environment, into that corporate environment, I think is one of the genius elements of this program.
I love it too.
Because they will act a different way. We all do when we go into different environments and different settings. And that's something that I'm really very grateful for.
As we are running short on time, because I don't know about you guys, I'm super excited about this. So I could do this all day, but I really want to jump ahead. Ehab, you mentioned something that's incredibly important for the chamber, right? The Greater North Fulton Chamber really focuses and leans into this talent development, workforce development pipeline. One of my favorite things that we do is really working with that combination between our private sector and our educators to be able to connect them. So whether we're working at the university level with numerous universities and colleges that are here in North Fulton, or if we're working with certainly Fulton County Schools or any of our private schools, that having that combination and that collaboration of making sure that we understand what we need to be graduating in order to keep our businesses here in North Fulton is incredibly important. So I see this as an extension of that to help establish that talent and workforce pipeline for all of North Fulton. Fiserv is going to have a serious advantage because these kids were all in there. Let's be serious. But I've been in there and it's a really amazing place to work in all candor. But Ehab, what would you say the immediate impact you see this having even on the local business community is as far as the change this is going to make in your students?
I think that one of the things that you need, whether it's adults to students or corporations to schools, we need people to model it. And so the fact that Fiserv is modeling this type of program, this is something that other organizations can take a look at and say, what could we do to inspire young people and start to build that talent pipeline? You know, what it can be in the form of internships. It can be in the form of this kind of 12-week program. But the beauty of the program in terms of taking the students and actually giving them that firsthand exposure. And Fiserv is really this type of partnership. I know we're going to have other opportunities through the chamber to talk a little bit about the partnership itself, because what if this partnership was 10x when we've got 10 other corporations that are doing something similar? Right. And Fiserv is, I think, very modest in saying that we just want to pay it forward and so forth. And they are being very generous because it's a lot of time investment as well. But when you see somebody else doing it, it makes it a lot easier for you to think about doing it yourself. And I know that the schools would be eager for this kinds of collaboration.
100%. Michelle, you think the same on the business side too, yes?
Absolutely. But I want to reiterate that we know that doing good is good business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this program's a proof point of our collective commitment to making Fiserv a destination for the best, brightest talent. We're looking for kids that are really into technology and are excited about that and want to have careers in technology fields. And it's really looking for leadership opportunities in the future. And you never know, your son or daughter.
That's right.
Could be one of our interns, analysts, or leaders at Fiserv one day through this. And it all started with this program.
Or CEO.
We're not thinking small here, right? We've got to think like the students think. Sky is the limit. I think what you all have created is very much in line with part of our strategic plan is even within the environment here in North Fulton, helping folks set up internships, apprenticeships. What are the models to be able to do that? Because we don't have the best ideas. We know the best ideas are out there being done currently. And I want to say kudos to you all in this partnership. As you mentioned, it's something that's replicable. It's certainly something you're modeling now, but we definitely want to stay involved and engaged in this. And I'm very excited to come see the students' final projects this week as we complete the program. As I know we are getting close to the end of time, I'm going to ask one final question quickly of each of you. How can our listeners find out more about you and the program? Just maybe your social media or website to go to. Ehab, how about you?
Yeah, that's right. So we're on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and so forth. And even our website has a news article on this beautiful partnership.
And what is your website?
AmanaAcademy.org.
Easy. Very good. And how about you, Michelle? What's the best way for folks to find out more about this?
So we do have posts on social about the program. So you'll just on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. And then we'll have parents from Amana Academy hopefully learning more about this in the fall when they apply, the kids apply for next year's cohort.
Oh, good. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. And the current kids are going to be incredible ambassadors.
Yes. I think you've got a 60-person sales force.
Yep.
Watch out. We're going to bust the doors wide open on this thing. I love that. I want to thank both of my guests, Michelle and Ehab, for joining me today. Your leadership and the impactful contributions of your organizations have significantly enriched our region, certainly the workforce within the region, and nurturing these young future leaders is quite an accomplishment. Thank you also for our listeners who have tuned in to GNFCC 400 Insider, presented by the Greater North Fulton Chamber. To listen to this show again or to catch any of our previous episodes, please visit GNFCC400insider.com or your favorite podcast platform. For more information about the programs, events, partnerships, and development opportunities available through the Greater North Fulton Chamber, you can always visit GNFCC.com. Until next time, I'm Callie Boatwright, and this has been the GNFCC 400 Insider on Business Radio X.